Partnership in the Good News of Jesus Christ, Philippians and Luke. A pastor is arrested for preaching the gospel. As he is led away in handcuffs, the pastor, not defending himself, but defending the gospel, claims, "Not even the bars of prison can hold back the proclamation of the good news." The people of the little church will continue to proclaim the good news even with their pastor behind bars. The congregation received a letter from prison. "Beloved members, I am writing to you imprisoned by those in opposition of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I assure you I am well, thanks to your support. My joy continues to grow when I hear how you are becoming even more bold in your ministry. You cannot imagine how wonderful it is to know the love of God sends to me, he also sends to you. And even if I am not able to be with you, now you are growing stronger in your faith. The ones who have charged me with continuing to proclaim the gospel think my imprisonment will stop the word of Jesus' resurrection from spreading. Oh, how wrong they are. I have become more zealous for the good news. It seems like only moments ago I heard how Paul, while in prison, wrote a letter to the church in Philippi. He was telling them his joy has been overflowing because of their faith in Jesus Christ. Some guards and officials began finding Christ because of his proclamation of the resurrection. Paul also tells the church in Philippi how the movement of the way is spreading, even when the motives of the people are self-serving, not for the pure movement of the way. We do not all worship the same way, but if the resurrection of Jesus Christ is being proclaimed, what should we care? Give the glory to God. He tells them not to fight among themselves about how to worship or what other churches do. Paul went to jail because the leaders thought Paul was defying the law, and they feared the truth. We have so many churches in the world proclaiming Jesus Christ, and yet we want them to be like us, to sing our songs, to pray our prayers, and become mirror images of us. If they do not worship Jesus like we do, some may say they are wrong. Paul said it does not matter their motives as long as the good news of Christ's resurrection is being proclaimed. We can stand against the evil one together with other churches who also believe the truth, and we will proclaim to all the world Jesus Christ is alive. Beginning in Meeker County to Minnesota to the United States and to the ends of the earth, as witnesses of Jesus Christ, we know that Jesus is alive. Not even bars can stop us from proclaiming the good news. Jesus is the open gate. Amen. Let us pray. Holy Lord, may our love overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight to help us determine what is best, so that we may be pure and blameless in the sight of Jesus Christ, our open gate to everlasting life. Amen.